You've never let me down before. Well, LeBron, did you see that? Getting a little too cavalier with Kate Middleton. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we talk Einstein with Caltech's Diana Kormos Buchwald, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Einstein.
And now, the man who knows you're supposed to curtsy to Kate Middleton, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's taking this King James thing a little too far, that's all, you know. Doesn't give you any rights over it. The future Queen of England. You know, well, doesn't give you any special privileges.
The Queen ever, you know.
Well, she's got it sometime.
30,
come on.
40 years to go.
Yeah. But then I don't think, does Kate automatically become Queen then if she's just married to Will? Or is there another qualifying round? That doesn't seem like reason enough to be Queen of England, does it, if you're married to Will?
I think that gets you right in the door.
Did you see Will standing there just pretending to look at the jersey? You know, oh, jersey, like a Cavalier jersey. We mean all his wife, this guy's... She's getting elbowed under the boards by LeBron James. I don't know. I don't think that qualifies him to be King of England, is all I'm saying. I demand a recount. All right, anyhow. Let's see. In other news that isn't, the budget food fight moves from House to Senate. These boys need a timeout, basically. Maybe the shutdown is a good thing. Timeout. The court tells Texas to reveal where it gets its execution drugs. If it turns out to be CVS, kind of negates the whole cigarette thing, you know? Won't sell you cigarettes. They will sell you execution drugs. I think it's not a good marketing ploy. Pope Francis says dogs can go to heaven, but not without stopping every 3 feet to stick their noses in things that won't go to heaven. St. Bernard's, I assume, will have priority boarding. Priority boarding for heaven. Have to lose the brandy or go to hell. It's going to be a dilemma for the St. Bernard going to heaven. You know? Want to keep the brandy, go to heaven, lose it. No, keep the brandy, go to hell. Thank God I'm not a St. Bernard. I won't face this problem. Shouldn't be any problem for me at all. Excuse me. The Pope was also given a CD by a singing nun. Did you see that? Which had her version of Like a Virgin on it. Which I found offensive because it shouldn't be Like the Virgin. Yes, well, maybe not. She's Jewish, I think, not Madonna. Adopted religion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. It's a Molotov that she's Jewish. A real Molotov. In other news that isn't, Facebook will feature a dislike Zuckerberg button. That's kind of cool. They're thinking about putting a dislike button on there, so why not use him? You know, put his picture on it. Or a meh button. Meh. You know, you don't like it, you don't dislike it. It's more of a meh. I have 400 mehs. If Johnny Manziel starred on Sunday looks like trouble, the Browns are prepared to use their third stringer, Jiminy Football Cricket. That was a joke that I worked on late at night. Jiminy Football Cricket will go in for Manziel. Okay, gas prices drop anymore, leisure suits will come back in. But you can afford to let your car run overnight so it's nice and toasty in the morning, so that's really cool. But open the garage door and get out of it. Two things to remember there, these long Wisconsin winters. Consumer sentiment rises to an 8-year high. What? Sentiment? I don't think so. I think it's consumer sentiment. Paul Revere's 1795 time capsule found to contain a coupon for Revereware. Forward thinking, that Paul Revere. Scientists have found a way to convert your bad white fat to good brown fat if you don't mind being lightly sautéed. That should do it. I guess that would be food scientists have discovered that. The full text of Governor Rick Perry's running for president's not an IQ test is as follows. Luckily, running for president's not an IQ test. Cubs acquire another pitcher to re-gift. Thank you for the whoever said it. Was that okay. Poor sperm quality attributed to bad technique. Study shows. I always say study shows, you know, otherwise it sounds like my opinion. Lake sediment found on Mars shows what Minnesota will look like in a couple of years. Torture is bad enough, but the CIA forced terror suspects to sing along with Barney. I love you, you love me, and agony. The Darwin Report finds a surprisingly low 90% of all idiotic acts resulting in unnecessary death performed by men. Right, that's good, isn't it? We all thought it would be 100. So I think that's actually encouraging. Only 90%. And finally, and I mean that, Wisconsin Governor Walker wishes Jewish supporters Molotov during the Hanukkah season. And Mr. Governor, Molotov to you and yours. That's all the news that isn't. And all the Jews, too. Thank you very much for that. Oh, yeah. Now we're moving along. Now we're cooking.